the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family owned, family operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As this new week begins, we have more rain to look forward to again. Dry today, a warmer day becoming breezy, high temperature up to about 73. And then I think the evening is dry tonight, but scattered showers are possible by the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature tonight, 56. Tomorrow, scattered showers around from time to time. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Mid-70s for a high and a risk of more showers Thursday and Friday. Here we go again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. Uh-huh. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Uh-huh. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No. That's more like it. No, you weren't paying attention. The market dropped 2,000 points. It's all by design.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
I'm so pissed off, I don't even know who to be pissed off at this afternoon. But I love you for listening. I love Rosie. And Seth Spotlow, the Seth's out.
And here they are.
You on drugs?
No. Incompetence. Deborah.
Please clap.
The Seth Spotlow experience is here.
Oh. Yes.
Somebody was talking to China to me yesterday about how much they love you.
Oh, thank you. I love it.
And I said, that whippersnapper.
It was me.
Oh, yeah. I love you too, Rosie.
No, it was an actual listener.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, there is tremendous potential there. If No, I'm just saying, I'm serious. We've had those conversations.
Yeah, but if.
If, yeah.
I'm waiting.
Well, that's the part we don't talk about on the air.
Oh, okay.
I just think, no, you have great potential.
I love
you
it,
really
man.
Do. You should be, at the very least, the next fill-in host on this station.
I'm working at it, man. When you're gone...
You gotta learn how to run this contraption.
What's happening when you're gone, the last 30 minutes of the show, Joey's going to let me fly the ship.
Good.
Yeah, I've had the talk with him.
You learn that, and then we will, when I get back next week, we will have you open some segments, and I'll sit over there.
That'd be awesome.
And I'm a control freak, and that won't be easy for me to do. It won't be your fault.
I understand.
But... We need to develop a host, and you have everything. You have all the tools.
I could totally. I believe I could work that, man. And if he lets me sit back there, so I can kind of get warm and used to where I'm at, because you're intimidating.
That's hilarious.
You are. You look
nice
good.
Input.
But like, okay, so the first day I was sitting over there, and I had to answer the phone, and like. You weren't here, and Eddie called and was like, Eduardo, and I didn't get it, and it messed with me, and it, oh, Eduardo. Talking about sweating bullets.
All right, let's get the bad news out of the way. The Dow finished down exactly 2,000 points today. Don't tell me that this, at some level, isn't by design. You've got the media 24/7, nonstop. The coronavirus is going to kill everybody. And it's not. And the overreaction, shutting down, they're going to cancel concerts. They're going to, you know, and especially in places like Austin where they, well, if it hurts Trump, too bad. We'll take the hit. That's what this is all about. I just think their timing is piss poor because this could all rebound rather quickly if things break the right way. But, and let's not forget, we had an ongoing correction in 2018. The day before Christmas, the Dow was below 22,000. And that was a sequence of chunks of losses. And it was closing in on 30 when this crap hit the fan. But this corona thing, you know, the market will take care of itself. And if you're in the market, I understand, oh, it's easy for you to say. But it will come back. You just got to be patient, and you shouldn't be in the market. You know, I also think at some level, these little day traders that watch these commercials on TV and, you know, they look at a laptop and, you know, get advice from automated systems and all this kind of stuff. I think they're part of it, too, because they don't have the experience. They don't have, you know, that aggregate of history to watch and understand that this too shall pass. In fact, that's what Dan Morris said to me. Is he was walking out, I said, how about that Dow today? Oh, actually, it finished down 2013. It was even worse than I said. And it will. Remember, we had bad losses the week before last and giant gains. It's just volatile.
And it has to do with the virus.
Well, yeah.
Basically, and then...
It's affecting more than companies that depend on the Chinese wieners for their supply chains. And that includes everything from electronics to pharmaceuticals. So maybe it's a good idea to get the hell out of there and put your factories here.
At least they said that China's kind of teetering off on the people getting sick or dying or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, no, it's going to level off. We've been through this before. The media had nothing to say. Go to michellesmirror.com. Read today's blog. Maybe I'll pull it up later, about the way the media covered the H1N1, the swine flu in 2009, which infected 1.6 million people. The death rate was about what it is with any of these flu epidemics. It's gonna prey on the weak. 15 of the 21, I don't know if that number's gone up today or not, but 15 of the 21 in this country all died at the same place in Washington State where their asshat governor said, oh, you're a xenophobe for canceling travel to China. You know, if we seal the border, we can solve a lot of problems. The opioid crisis, keep the illegal drugs from coming in. Two, people who have brought back diseases that we should also be concerned about, like leprosy.
Measles,
all these things that we had pretty much eradicated.
Tuberculosis.
Cool. That's not a gift to America. That is not immigration that benefits this country. That should not, and that did not happen when we were welcoming immigrants, as many as we could get to keep up with the Industrial Revolution. They still had to be checked out when they got to
Ellis Island.
Ellis Island.
Yes.
If they had something, they were quarantined.
Right.
But now, no, we believe in something different.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the, go, you know the thing.
I want to know how Sean Hannity makes $30+ million a year for the same show every day. I mean, I like Sean's politics, don't get me wrong. But when I'm driving in, if Joey and Dan go to break, I'll check to see. And it's the same words every day. Bought and paid for. Biden's latest gaffe. No experience, Hunter Biden. And on and on. In fact, I love the fact that Trump Jr. offered to debate Hunter Biden. I would pay to watch that. I would pay to watch that debate if somebody was bright enough to make that a pay-per-view event. And Hunter, you know, with the dependency, you know, he's got the, you know, the hookers and the, you know, the Bolivian marching powder issue and that. He needs to keep that supply chain going.
Hunter is a troubled soul.
Yeah, and I was too. I pray for him or anybody that's got... look at my column this month. That's kind of what it's all about.
I read it. It's good.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I completely got kicked to the curb that I got better. And I don't think that's happening to Hunter Biden. I mean, he doesn't show up for a court appearance, you know, on this child support issue. What
but
is that?
They're enabling
what?
Him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? And if they have to put the guy in the ground, it ain't going to be him. It's going to be them for constantly throwing a nice comfy mattress every time he takes a stumble. I had to lose it all to figure out what really mattered. And I had to move forward. That's basically the gist of it. With no assurances. No promises. I had to really believe I'd never work in radio again. But it didn't matter because I wanted to live. It's that George Bailey moment.
Mm-hmm.
And until somebody who has a drug or alcohol issue hits that point, they're not going to get well. And sadly, I communicate with lots of folks and have over the last 15 years who've reached out for help. One or two were people who actually had the problem. Most of them are family members who are watching a loved one die in the addiction process. And I try to tell them, you need to go to one of the Anon meetings, you know, Naranon, Al-Anon.
Yeah.
Because you need to see your role in this. You need to focus on you because the person that you're worried about is never going to change until you do. And that means tough love. And again, but they want the same promise I did when I first attempted getting sober. I wanted to make sure I was going to keep my job and my girlfriend. And if I can do all of that, then I'll be. And I still drank. I still went out and used. I'm talking a long time ago now. But nobody's going to change until you change you. That's why when I finally did 6 weeks in rehab, when I was in there, and I looked like hell when they brought me in, I still had powder on my nose. And I took about 2-3 days to really detox, and I felt incredible. And immediately, they said I'd need 4 to 6 weeks, and I immediately said, well, I'm going to make it 4. I'm going to be that special person. And as 4 weeks closed in, they facilitated therapy sessions that made me painfully aware that I was not ready at 4 weeks. I would need to do the full bit, and I did. And that saved my life. No doubt about it. May 10th, 1985, that was the last day I saw even a flake of that crap. And I did everything they told me to do. Don't hang around with people that use. I mean, somebody was telling me their long time friend of mine, 35, 40 years. Her daughter is in her 30s now. And the kid's having nervous breakdowns. And I said, I hid behind those. I spent a week at Imperial Point Hospital in Fort Lauderdale, same hospital Jackie Gleason died, in their mental health ward with a nervous breakdown. I had a newspaper reporter, and he wrote exactly what I told him to write. I got publicity, kept the whole machine going. And at night, during visiting hours, my friends were bringing me Coke and stuffed animals.
Oh, that's
I'm not, look, I'm telling you this because that's how insidious it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not proud of that. And later when I did get sober, my friends felt so bad, and I said, no, you may have done that, but that is not your fault. So stop. I have to take 100% responsibility for everything that happens. How did we get on this? How did I take the lectern with this?
Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden. Thank you. My benchmark.
It's a good story.
By the way, Rosie is wearing a Rosie the Riveter apron today.
And it looks great.
We can do it.
Yeah, I love that.
With that red lips, man. You're looking hot, Rosie. Woo!
Rosie is a goddess.
And you look good, too, dude.
Oh, will you stop? look at this. Face masks and gloves may temporarily be unavailable due to demand. America, you're acting like complete crazy a-holes. Stop it! Fights over toilet paper.
Yeah.
Women, you're supposed to be the ones that teach the rest of us how to behave. And this is in Australia.
Goodness.
Probably wasn't the Scots.
God, even even the really senior folks are flipping out here. Here's a woman. For her 100th birthday, wanted to be arrested.
Arrest.
I'm glad she made it to 100 without ever getting arrested, so she wanted that.
Back off. You need to get off this
toilet. Oh, I'm sorry. They're still fighting over the toilet paper. Now we can meet the 100-year-old jailbird.
Are you Miss Bird?
No, depends on what you want.
Oh, depends what I want. I want you.
You went to the fire department, showed yourself a couple weeks ago.
Don't kick me. I got bad knees.
You got two bad knees.
You got two bad knees.
I know she's 100, but I didn't know it would they'd be going this far.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Let me tell those of you who are wondering, you don't want to be arrested. It is not fun. It is really not fun.
No, but that was funny.
That was funny.
That was funny.
No, look, at 100.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Right up, yeah. Give me your to-do list. We'll see what we can do to facilitate.
Yeah, bucket list. Let's fill it up.
20 minutes. I'm going to play a clip from Dr. Drew Pinsky here shortly because he's the only person that's got his head screwed on straight. I'm surprised they even let him talk on CBS. What was that? How can it China?
TJ lost us on the app that he was listening to, but he thinks it could be his phone.
Ah. TJ, let us know if anybody else is.
We hadn't heard anything.
If you're listening on the app and there's no problem, one of you call us at 272-9228 so we know we don't have an app issue that needs to be fixed. But of course, if the app isn't working, you didn't hear me give the phone number, so how are you going to call? And that's why every once in a while, you know, the boss has to walk in and say,
what the hell is wrong with you all?
Yes! That was so good.
Where is that from?
Dude, that's from King of the Hill. That is Hank Hill.
I don't watch any of those dopey cartoons. And it's not because I'm old and intolerant. I am a cartoon. And Rich Thomas, I think, is pretty much the same, although he's a little more open-minded than I am on this. I'm a Merry Melodies guy. I'm a Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, I like cartoons to be funny.
When they were drawn one frame at a time by brilliant artists.
That may have been the guy from Beavis and Butthead. So it's one of the two guys, which are basically the same guy. I'm a
Beavis and Butthead are the finalists for the Democratic nomination.
Oh.
And either one is a big step towards socialism and communism. What is wrong with it? You know, there's a lot of socialist countries out there. If that's what you want, go get it. Go move to Denmark or Sweden or Norway.
Or Venezuela.
Yeah, it's great there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice weather year-round.
Stand in bread lines.
All right. Mrs. Ritterbuttle says her app works. At least I know I have one listener, and I happen to be married to her.
Hey, man, devotion.
John Lee paints at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Ooh, they changed the sign this weekend. And I said, I'm going to read it, and I know I'll remember it. And I don't, but it's really good both ways. The John Lee Payne sign, they changed it this weekend.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. The sign changes every 2 or 3 weeks. It's always a good read. But what doesn't change is the excellence of the products inside John Lee Paints, and that's what I'm supposed to tell you about. For interior painting, Richard's Paint, it's the bomb. When you're doing it yourself, you can literally guarantee yourself the best possible outcome by using a paint that is formulated to leave a rich, beautiful finish. Part of that equation, too, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, is making sure you're applying with the right rollers and brushes. And the staff at John Lee Paint, this is what they do every day. So they have the expertise to answer questions about that, because all of those things matter in the outcome. And, of course, if you have to patch a hole, can I paint over it right after I patch it? Do I have to wait for it to dry? What do you recommend? Spackle? You know, all of those questions are necessary to come up with the best possible result. For exterior painting, and this is the time of year a lot of people do that, get ready for the summer if you're going to paint outside or people are walking up and it's looking a little dingy, use a good outdoor paint. And John Lee now has their own brand called Solar Proof that's formulated to resist the development of mildew. Why is that important? Because if mildew does get under the paint, you're looking at something you're going to have to scrape off eventually, and not something you can just hose off when it gets a little bit dirty. That does make a big difference. It's designed to deal with the elements of Alabama's weather. They're at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. When you stop by, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. It's 3:23. We'll be back with Dr. Drew Pinsky, if not this break, the next one.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, equal housing lender.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Losing one's mind in the Costco line defies all explanation. Quilted chime in and water bottles stacked high in your Walmart wagon. Explain to me all the TP, it's coronavirus. Stay calm. Take off the mask, you stupid ass. It won't protect your respiration. Seems to me you watch too much TV. It ain't the end of civilization. It's easy, man. Just wash your hands. It's coronavirus. Stay calm.
everybody stay calm?
No.
Of course not. The market, the Dow drops 2,000 points. Part of it is the oil collapse by our good friends, the Russians. You know, the people that are totally invested in Donald Trump and the Saudis, our good buddies. Their little oil war has killed oil stocks for now. But a big part of this is the corona chaos. You were just looking at some numbers, Rosie.
Yeah. It says, well, what I was saying is that their verbiage is so inflammatory.
Yes.
Using words like onslaught.
Onslaught.
Yeah, and the number of confirmed infections in the U.S. soars over 500. Soars.
Soars over 500.
Soars over two.
And then, yeah, and then that the disease was blamed for at least 24 deaths in the U.S. as of Monday. 24.
15 in the same place in the state where the governor, Governor Jerkoff Inslee, said, oh, Trump's a xenophobe for putting restrictions on travel to China, or they're turning it into a racist thing. And I'm just so tired of it. Well, they have not allowed, we've had 3 years of exploding prosperity, and they have not allowed us to enjoy it the way we should be. In 1984, Reagan's reelection was nothing more than a nuisance. You know, he flicked Walter Mondale off his finger like a booger. And, but even that, they can't, they just can't let us rest. They can't let us enjoy the additional wages we're making. And people, they have managed to terrify this country over a flu that at this point shows no evidence of being any worse than any other flu, and not even close. Rosie is so correct. When they use language like the number of cases in the U.S. has soared over 500 in a country of 330 million people.
What? 330 million. And what is it, like 1,000 people have it or whatever? 100?
I
understand.
Cases over 500.
You know. So, yeah, it's a good idea that we all have the best possible habits when it comes to cleaning hands. But you got the experts on TV telling you don't lick your hands or touch your face, and they're licking their fingers while they're turning the page and touching their face. What? Again, the thing that the boss will say every once in a while.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
Yeah.
They're out of their mind. That was in California, of course. Nut house. Well, America's nut house.
And of the more than 110,000 people who have caught the virus globally, John Hopkins reports that more than 62,000, which is more than half, have already recovered. You don't hear that.
It's the flu. My daughter had the flu about a month ago, and she was about as sick as you can get from the flu. She missed 3 days of work, and it hit her really hard. But she recovered. There's all kinds of strains of the flu. And there have been. I have never seen hysteria. Hysteria is what's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, the flu's contagious too. But hysteria, it's absolutely insane. You know, you cannot find hand sanitizer anywhere in this town.
No.
That is terrible.
If I was smart, I would have bought a truckload of that. I could, you know, retire on what I could sell it for a bottle off the back end of a truck. But I'm not one of those people that has those kind of smarts.
Just wash your hands. Don't pick your friend's nose. Everything will be fine.
Right.
Yeah. And never eat your friend's boogers. Only your own. Rain alert. Is that possible? Ooh. Do we actually have showers coming in? We're going to have Rich's forecast here in a minute. It's 3:31. I'm just so sick of it. So anyway, coming up after we take this very important break, I've got a clip from Dr. Drew Pinsky, who is the only person I've seen on any of the networks who's got his head screwed down, you know? Like, just, where is Fire Marshal Bill when we need him?
Everybody remain calm!
Okay. Can we just do that? You think we can stay calm?
No.
East of the Rockies.
Hey, man, I sent Rosie the John Lee poster or sign.
But oh,
hey,
you're a good man.
Listen, me and you, you know, we grew up in the 60s, and my parents and grandparents had to grow up with stinking tuberculosis.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Polio.
Polio. Yeah. Man, I mean, diphtheria and all kinds of stuff that, and you, they still had baseball games and football games and world wars and, you know, I mean, come on, man. Let's wash our hands, take your shower, comb your hair, get up, go to work in the morning, quit panicking. I want some leadership. And this is ridiculous.
East, as they say, be quick to judge yourself and slow to judge others.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing, Greg. As I'm getting up, I'm going to work in the morning, I'm washing my hands all the time, you know.
You were kind enough to send that. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But listen, if I have to look to a radio host to get leadership, then something's wrong with my so-called leaders in Washington and Montgomery, you know?
Yes.
So you keep doing what you're doing. And Rosie, I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Thanks. I did post a meme, as Dana and Jacqueline like to call them. It's a picture of Biden and Bernie with their arms around each other, smiling. And between the two of them, they've been in Washington for more than 80 years. The simple logic is they are the problem, not the solution. Why do we keep turning back to the same frickin' faces, expecting a different result? We're the crazy ones. Except we're justifying that now by the way we're behaving with this virus. So you batten down the hatches and you wash your hands a little longer. And when sanitizer is back and you keep it handy and do all of that stuff, and you still may get it, but unless you're really vulnerable, you're not going to die from this thing. Gee whiz. Ugh.
Don't let it ruin your day. It's just a cold.
Yeah, but you see, here's the thing. You've got people canceling trips and music festivals and the exponential damage from this. And the media does not care. They want to kill Trump's presidency. They want to do whatever it takes to make sure he's not reelected. Because you know what? He's not one of them. And he busted up their party. And they want to get back to looting and pillaging through their little games like, you know, Burisma. That's what they want.
Makes sense.
And if you believe otherwise, you're, in my opinion, you're not dumb. You're just incredibly naive. How many years do we let these people bite the apple and we continue to underwrite it? It's horrible. I was just looking at Duncan Tomlinson's website, divorceformenalabama.com. What to expect during a deposition. Counseling and divorce. These are things that you can read at their website. Having a consultation with excellent divorce attorneys does not mean you have to get a divorce. Sometimes you think it might be inevitable. It's always good to know where you stand. It's a reality check. Sometimes in those consultations, this has happened much more frequently than I realized until Dana and Jacqueline talked to me about it. The consultation ends up saving the marriage. Sometimes we get so used to bad habits in a relationship. Well, I'm not going to tell them this because I don't want to upset them. And then enough of that stuff piles up and then it explodes. And then you got a situation. But if there is a divorce, it's good to know what you have at risk. If the divorce happens and there's kids involved and you're a man, it's important that you have not just real legal experts. They're so quick when there's a question about the law. It's the feeling of advocacy and partnership with you that also makes a huge difference in navigating this very difficult time, even under so-called amicable circumstances. It's still a difficult time. So let them lead the legal and work out an arrangement that you can live with that's, you know, fair. In a divorce, that's what you should hope for is fair. And they've got plenty of experience. They can also handle family law matters, and they also represent women. So if you want a powerhouse team in your corner, it's Duncan Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law. Divorce for Men, Alabama.com, 819-4810. for that consultation.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, look, Adam and Brandon, I got to do a traffic and weather and local news break here, but we'll come right back to your calls afterwards. It won't be a long wait, so please hold your positions. Do you think any of them will do that?
No, yes.
I don't. Yeah, hopefully.
All right.
It's worth it.
3:37.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. Atlanta Highway in front of Hardee's. We had a minor accident there. We're hoping that is out of the way. Should be in the cleanup stages now. We had a pretty bad accident, Troy Highway in the East South Boulevard. They're trying to get that one cleaned up. Use caution through there. We've got a lot of congestion on the East South Boulevard from Troy Highway all the way back to Baptist and Alpha. Congested out Norman Bridge Road, 331 outbound. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway are both very busy this afternoon. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long for the ride home. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery police say they're conducting a death investigation after a fatal shooting early this morning. Police say at about 2:45, they responded to the 900 block of West South Boulevard after getting a report of a person shot. Plus, Montgomery public school leaders are proud to be turning a new leaf after regaining its full accreditation status. The good news was a purpose of a special called board meeting today after nearly 2 years of its accreditation status being under review. And lawyers for an Alabama sheriff seeking a delay in his theft trial falsely claimed the officer was being tested for the illness caused by the coronavirus. With Limestone County Sheriff Mike Blakely set to go on trial Monday on felony charges, his attorneys told a judge he was hospitalized and being tested for the COVID-19 disease. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Once again, this week we have a series of storm systems that'll be cruising through the area, and more rain is in the forecast. I think the evening is dry tonight, but scattered showers are possible well after midnight in the wee hours of the morning, overnight low temperature 56. Tomorrow, scattered showers around from time to time. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. Well, high temperature in the low 70s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the mid-70s Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, and the risk for more scattered showers, perhaps, on Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Excuse me, they're saying that it's inevitable that the coronavirus is going to hit the United States. What's happening with the stock market?
Going down.
And how would you describe the global economic outlook? You, sir, making minimum wage. How is the coronavirus affecting your savings account?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all took a hit. What's the latest?
All the money's gone, nowhere to go.
And what are you feeling with that kind of news?
Pressure!
Let's get one last update on the economic outlook for the world due to the coronavirus.
Going down.
The Dow down over 2,000 points. I'm about to post something on Facebook I think that will be very useful. It's with CBS News. It said the number of corona cases in America had soared to 500. Soared.
Inflammatory language.
I mean, what about all those thousands of people have died from the regular old garden variety flu? I guess they're just not that important. Adam, you're next on News Talk. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Yeah. Have you seen the what I guess would be the latest gaffe of Joe Biden saying that they can only reelect Donald Trump? They can't win the reelection. They can only reelect Donald Trump.
Yes, I heard that over the weekend.
You ought to play it if you can. It's great.
Yeah, he just...
And then also... Well, yeah, I mean, he doesn't... Unfortunately, I mean, I don't even like making fun of him about it because it's, you know, people in his family ought to tell him to step down. He doesn't know where he's at, where he's speaking, what he's talking about.
Well, blogger,
he has dementia.
Our blogger buddy, David Blackman, says the most important person on the Democratic side is not Joe Biden. If he lives to get the nomination, it's going to be the vice president. That is who their real choice
right.
for the presidency is going to be.
And getting back to the topic you were talking about with putting up these same old people like Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Well, I mean, no, I guess not Bernie Sanders, but all these swamp creatures, right? That's basically how I feel about Jeff Sessions. I really do.
He is.
I mean, he's done a good job for this state, but his time is done. It's time for new, fresh blood.
Told by the staffers he abruptly let go when he took the AG job that he is deep state and to ignore him. Thank you for the call. Brandon.
Hey, guys. I just want to call and chime in about the coronavirus thing. You know, it's pretty funny. I was talking to my wife the other day, and she was, you know, she's big into social media, and I'm not. And it's funny that all the people that are big into social media seem to be the ones that are, you know, taking it the hardest. You know, and they don't remember, you know, back when SARS hit and MERS and all those things. You know, it was the same exact thing, basically. I mean, even SARS and MERS are the coronavirus. They were the same thing. Like,
yeah.
If you look it up, that's why on Lysol it says coronavirus. They're like, oh, how'd that happen?
You know what I just did?
Get on there so quick.
Your timing is perfect, Brandon, because I just posted a link to michellesmirror.com. It's entitled, Do I Dare Disturb the Universe? And it's all about how H1N1, that was swine flu, was handled in 2009 by Obama. 1.6 million cases. Ours has soared to 500.
I mean, I believe there's more people choking on a chicken bone in America right now than have SARS. So.
I completely agree with you.
I like that.
I completely agree with you.
I mean, so, you know, maybe we should put out a warning about that. I don't know, you know, but anyway, so I just wanted to point that out. The fact that it's been around, it's been around before. It's the same, you know, basically the same virus with a mutation as, you know, that happened in 2004. Basically, the only difference is we now have social media to hype everything up.
You are correct, without doubt. Thank you for the call. Here is Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yeah. Chad.
Greg, I just ripped the tag off of a mattress. Should I be worried?
Oh, they're coming to get you.
Law and Order Special Mattress Unit. We have just dispatched them. There's the Limu Emu guy.
I will say that.
You got to smile about that.
Limu Emu. Limu Emu. So, you were just talking about the swine flu, weren't you, a second ago there?
H1N1, yes.
And Obama actually didn't do anything about the swine flu until 1,000 people had died.
Until a million cases had been.
Yeah, we had a million cases and 1,000 dead people.
This gave them their chance to do what their goal has been since January 20th, sure, 2017.
Yeah. It's just the latest thing, you know. But we're going to get a lot of cases. We're going to be in the tens of thousands before it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Just like the other flu. And I think people just need to keep their heads about it, especially conservatives, and say, yeah, what do you want the president to do?
Everybody's saying that, but look at the market today. I mean, most of
the market today, and I'm sure Brandt's going to say this, was not really as much about the coronavirus as it was about the oil war between Saudi Arabia, Russia, and Iran.
No, that's right. He did talked to us this morning.
You have the Saudi prince there who decided he wanted to throw the gauntlet down and basically crush the Russians on oil exports, and that just, you know, drove it down. Now, where that'll affect us is you can't make money off of oil at $30 a barrel fracking. You know, that's the real effect it's going to have on this country, and that is we'll shut down fracking until it gets back up to a certain amount.
Yeah, you know? It'll put some pain. They don't care. They do not care about the damage, the residual damage around their
hatred for Donald Trump. Nicole Wallace, they heard nasty, snide comments, and then they had another round table, I think, on MSNBC. You could literally see the glee in their face. I thought I was watching the Joker on Batman. You know, it's just this kind of maniacal look. But, you know, they've done everything else. They've tried everything else. The great thing for us is Joe Biden's going to be their candidate, and the guy can't remember where he is, what office he's running for, what the day of the week is, and who he's married to. So, I mean, you know, and what that guy said a minute ago, he absolutely was a blithering idiot making a speech and started talking about, you know, re-electing Trump. And I got what he was trying to say when I saw the whole thing in context. But it was just like a word sandwich.
I know.
You know? So I think the greatest thing we got going for us is that, you know, they all feel like, oh, finally everybody's coalesced around Biden. And now they're suddenly realizing, oh, my God, we've coalesced around Biden.
Yeah.
You know?
That's pretty much it.
Anyway, hope you guys have a good day. I'll be listening in.
All right. Appreciate it, Chad. Thank you. Larry, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Greg. To dovetail onto what Legal Eagle said, everybody's not coalescing around Biden. I don't know if you caught the news this weekend that there was some famous person who endorsed Bernie Sanders over the weekend.
Oh, another one, yeah, like Dick Van Dyke. I forget who it was. Some ass.
Well, no, it was actually Jesse Jackson. And so that's why I'm calling.
Yeah,
wow.
I happen to have that clip right here.
When does something just for a queen bee? Not when does something just for a bumblebee? What?
And that's the whole reason I'm calling, Greg, because Jesse is not relevant in the news very, very rarely nowadays. Yeah. Can you please, please play Jesse giving us green eggs and ham? Because just like Bernie, that's not appealing.
I will look for it. We used to have it. I will look for it. I will do the best I can to find it for you.
I appreciate it.
One, two. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's get Jim before we take the break. Jim.
Yeah, last time I saw Jesse Jackson on TV, he looked like about as coherent as Biden. He looked like he's got some problems. But, you know, I turned to Fox hoping to get a little bit of a reprieve, but they're getting just as bad.
I agree.
You know, they were showing that cruise ship coming in. It was like O.J. Simpson's Bronco. I mean, it was like, here it is. Here comes the ship in the harbor. And there was 21 people on there were sick.
There's probably
21 people in my neighborhood that are sick. I mean, what? It's crazy.
I just posted the link about the CBS news story that said the number of corona cases has soared to 500. And I also have a link to the way the swine flu virus was covered back in 2009. This is nothing but hysterics. It's the media's chance to get rid of Trump.
This is what you get when you got the media against Trump. And they got these 24-hour news cycles, and this is all they're going to do is just continuously crank this stuff out.
It's the
and get everybody going crazy about it. That's what they're going to do.
You are
not going to stop.
I appreciate the call, Jim. As Terry Adams says, he calls them the treasonous media. In this case, they are, because they are damaging people's lives by creating and stoking this corona crisis to an absurd... I've never seen anything comparable to this. We're not talking about leprosy going around, airborne leprosy, or something that's certain to be fatal. We're talking about something... Nobody wants to get the flu, but something that is no more lethal than any other damn flu. And it's up to us to either let it happen or just show, okay, nice, thanks for the entertainment, to see who can be the craziest, most over-the-top. Captain John, hang on. We will get to your call in a moment. I want to take a sec to talk about Jack Ingram's signature used cars. I would never suggest you buy a car from a place I haven't bought not once or twice, but six times. Most recent, I got a little selfish back in December. Tip Tames found me a 2019 Rogue with only 12,000 miles on it. It was as good as new, and it had a lot of features that the 2017 didn't. And I was able to get it by and raise my monthly payment, my car payment, by $7 a month. That's what they do so brilliantly there. They have upgrade events all the time so that when you're ready to upgrade or try a different model car, that's why so many people are Jack Ingram customers for life, because they know they're going to get a great product, a dependable product. They don't put their name on anything that's going to be a troublemaker. And they've added some interesting new options in the under 10,000 category. Tip Tames, go over and see him and ask about this 99 Lexus RX 300. It's a Lexus. Their luxury is timeless, and it's only $4,700. For an extra 100 for 48, you can get a 2004 Hyundai CR-V. That is a great starter car. And if you need something big for the carpool or for work, you just need something to knock around in. They've got some great SUV values, including a 2005 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited for $6,700. These cars have been vetted. The great vehicle histories, clean and pristine interiors, engines. I mean, they will, all it takes is one thing, and the car goes to auction and not on the lot, because they're not interested in reselling somebody else's troubles. See Tip Tames and that great team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or browse online, jackingram.com, as Captain John joins us.
Hey, how y'all doing this afternoon?
Good.
Great. Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Same place at 605. I got that case of Pirell hand sanitizer you ordered.
Wow.
I had to knock that old lady down in the toilet paper aisle. Like you told me, hey, I'm not on the air, am I?
No. No, you're not on the air.
That case of Purell must be right next to the straws.
I told him to text me instead. Trying to keep this off the radio. All right, we will be checking in with Skipper again. Gosh, it's almost 4 o'clock already. I came in a real mood, but I'm feeling better.
Good.
That's what Rosie does.
Thanks to you and you and you listening.
Yeah.
You're saving me.
Good.
That's what
the 63rd annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at the Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. The best in PRCA. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away.
So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Let's start in Prattville, the 1,000 block of County Road 4 near the Hodges Warehouse. We have a possible fire. Firefighters, emergency vehicles are headed to the scene, could possibly be on the scene. Use caution there. Give them the right of way. Around the Boulevard in Montgomery, we are very busy. Eastern Boulevard, busy at all the major intersections. East-South Boulevard, they're still working that accident. Troy Highway and East-South Boulevard. Congestion from Troy Highway all the way back past Baptist and Alpha. Very congested from Norman Bridge past Highway 331 to 65 on the East-South Boulevard. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, Toyota RAV4s are as low as $189 per month with approved credit. There's a great selection of RAV4s and more at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek Wetumpka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
We all have missions, like mission late-night tacos at the taco truck that only takes cash, but is so worth getting cash for. Whatever your mission, trust e-checking from Navy Federal Credit Union with ATM rebates, no monthly fees, and unlimited taco potential.
Another round?
A free account with perks for members. See if you can join today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. ATM fee rebates up to $10 per statement period. Insured by NCUA.